Jeff in California, wildcard line for Hal Herzog. Some we love, some we hate, some we eat. Just a great read. Jeff, where are you on this?
Well, I am a casual fisherman. I fished like maybe two or three times over a course of 2 years. I've caught an albacore and seen him and looked at him and took him home and ate him. I've caught trout, and sometimes you catch a small one and you have to let it go. So you have empathy for the fish. So, like, you know, I can feel empathy for the animals. And one thing that came across my mind listening to you both talking was that we need to teach youngsters that, you know, these are animals, these are a part of the food chain. And I see that lacking in the education system right now.
Right. The farther we get away from the farm, the less people make any of that associations. Yeah, you say empathy, Jeff, but I'm going to challenge you on that and say ultimately letting go the little ones, that's in your self-interest. Right, as
possibly,
a fisherman?
Possibly,
yeah, I mean, we call that empathy.
The game rules.
Right, you don't want some DNR guy coming after you is really what it's about. But, all right, so Hal Herzog, what would you say here to Jeff?
Well, I can definitely relate to that because for a lot of years, I was a pretty serious fisherman. And I was primarily a mountain trout stream. I was a mountain stream trout fisherman, and that was a main passion in my life. And I would almost always let the fish go. And I don't do that anymore. And for a variety of reasons, but part of the reason is actually ethical. And I just didn't get the kick out anymore. And I would, especially when I caught a big fish and I would look at it. And I felt this great sense of pride in catching the fish. But on the other hand, there was a part of me that, like, you know, why? You know, do I really have the right to yank you out of the water and inflict this pain on you, and put you back in the water, knowing that there's a 20, 30, 40% chance that you're going to die this slow death because I've hooked you for my personal pleasure.
Right.
And I still miss fishing some, but I don't have as much desire as I used to do it, that's for sure.
But could you eat? I mean, if you were just to do it less often, but every time you pulled it out of the water, you ate it, where would you be with that?
To me, that would not make any real difference at all. And a lot of people tell me, for example, they justify hunting because they say, well, they eat it. But I don't really buy that justification. I think there are some people that really do subsistence hunting now. My son has some friends that live in Montana, and they really... You know, they really need to kill a moose to get through the winter. But
right.
Most people don't. Most people do it for recreational purposes. And they eat it basically not primarily. They eat it because they've killed it, not that they're killing it primarily because they eat it, I think.
What?
I know with Sammy, when Sammy and I would go coon hunting, he didn't eat those raccoons.
Okay, well, but I don't know. Part of me says... recreational, yes, but also to a degree psychological. And
yes.
there's something that may just it's a deep inner itch that some people have.
It totally is, and I totally get that. And that's what I loved about fishing. I love the solitariness. I love the connection with the animal. I loved all that stuff. But that doesn't make it morally right.
Right.
And that's the problem. See, I love barbecue. But that doesn't make it morally right. To me, that's the big struggle. I love having a cat. I love living with a serial killer cat.
Right.
But that doesn't make it morally right that I happen for my pleasure to keep this animal in my life that goes out and wreaks havoc on all the little creatures that live around it. So I'm genuinely conflicted about these issues.
And maybe it's just that what we think of as being something which is easily understood morally is just ineffable.
And I think that to some degree is right, and that's one of the things I wanted to. What I argue in my book is that these contradictions, I don't call them hypocrisies anymore, because I think we all have to live with them, and it's part of what it makes us human. No other animal has to deal with these issues. A chimpanzee has no compunction at all about ripping the arm off a live coal of this monkey and eating it, but we have that moral burden that these other animals don't share.
You know, I'm conflicted by that because I practice catch and release hunting, where I'll shoot an animal, then I have a vet fix it up, and then I let it back out of the wild. Not many people do that.
No, you're the first one.
I'm a, yeah, that's what I do.
I love